They made a book about a video game.
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 We made a podcast about that book.
Welcome to 8-Bit Book Club, the only book club that makes you dumber.
Yeah.
We used to call ourselves Lore Lords.
We are.
It's been a while. We're your Lore Lords.
And yet, we discussed our relationship to lore in the previous episode, and some of us are less lordly about it than others.
Yeah, we have the biggest Lore Lord over here.
but we are actually, we're blessed with the Mario Lore Lord.
Yes.
We've opened up the dusty lecture halls.
As someone just is staring at this book
with
such reverence.
I cannot wait.
So you had this book as a kid, right?
Yes. I only owned like four of these because you just got them like garage sales and stuff. Uh-huh. I don't have them anymore. I might seek them out. I'm like.
I got to be honest.
Yeah.
You're taking that home with you.
No.
Just Venmo me $10,000.
Really? Yeah, okay, sure.
A mere 10 grand.
You know, just Venmo me what it goes for on eBay.
Now, my question is, do you want Mario to sound like Mario?
Yes.
The Mario
Chris Pratt's
voice.
Mario, you
know, God.
I want it to sound however you feel excited about. Because I'm actually really interested in your relationship.
Yeah. Thinking this is more of the Brooklyn Mario back in the day?
Interesting. So I was going to do it just like classic. Like,
yeah.
Not classic, but the 64. Charles Martinet Mario.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm into that.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Very into that.
Every decision you make is the right one. All right. We have total faith.
Oh, we'll see about that. All right. Are we ready?
All right. Take
I'm
it away.
So ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Zang, clang, beep, 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 beep. It's the emergency alarm. Red warning lights begin to flash. One after another, alarm bells ring throughout the Mario Brothers' house.
Oh, fuck.
Ooh, groans Mario, opening one eye. The bedroom he shares with his brother Luigi is almost pitch black, but their plunger-shaped alarm clock glows in the dark. Mario squints at the faint green numbers. It's 3 a.m, he moans, sitting up. It's going to be a whole 50 minutes of this, guys.
Yeah. You're great, because Caldwell does voices really good, but Caldwell, like, really milks it. Like, you're a nice in-between Caldwell, because I do it fast, but bare bones and it sucks. Caldwell does it great but slow.
Usually when it's Murph, I interrupt a lot to, you know, make jokes about what you said. And I heard plunger alarm clock and was like, we gotta talk about that. But then I was like, listen to how beautiful this is.
Let's not make a single choice the entire time. Just read the whole book.
This is just an audiobook.
You're getting a fucking audiobook. Yeah. All right.
Read to me, Daddy.
Anyway, it's 3 a.m, he moans. Sitting up, he runs a hand through his thick black hair.
Oh my God.
Aruga! Hark! Before Mario has a chance to get out of bed, the alarm goes off a second time.
Oh my gosh.
The lights automatically switch on and a pillow on the end of a mechanical arm swings down from the ceiling.
Whoa.
It knocks Mario out of the top bunk and onto the floor.
Whoa.
All right, I'm up, he grumbles, scrambling into his bright red overalls. His bright red? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Sometimes it goes the other way. Yeah.
I am just like really thrown off though by like his thick black hair. That's erotic imagery from the start.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you see the mustache, but the hair is usually tucked under the cap.
But running his hands through it too.
He also moaned, right?
Yeah.
He moaned.
I think this is the hottest Mario we've ever read.
It said he got spanked.
He did kind of get spanked by his own creation.
I will say.
There are mechanical arms.
Yeah. Older brother top bunk. That's a power move.
Yeah.
You're right. Mm. You should be able to claim bottom bunk and you go for top.
Mario is the top,
Canonical, yeah.
You would know.
Grabbing his hat and his waterproof plumber's wristwatch, he charges out of the bedroom and down the hall. He hurries past the supply room, the game room, and the kitchen, and heads into the plumbing workshop to answer the emergency call. The place is a mess, as usual.
Oh, boy.
A pair of socks hangs among the racks of wrenches and spare copper tubing. On a table buried under several stale bologna sandwiches is a broken garbage disposal.
Wow.
Definitely have to get this room organized someday, says Mario. But I'd better answer this call first.
Mario sits down in front of the Mushroom Kingdom network system, which takes up the eastern wall of the workshop. He shoves a 2-day-old plate of ravioli to one side and throws the main power switch.
About organizing. He has a lot of moldy food.
Oh, okay. That's actually really fair and actually kind of contradicts what I was going to say.
Please.
I feel like we're getting Manic Pixie Dream Boy Mario in this.
Oh,
because I can't help but be like, I want to fix him, which is interesting because he goes around fixing everything else but himself all day.
And he does live in Brooklyn. So
This
happened in 2012. This is Williamsburg.
Right.
Wow.
Oh my God.
This could be like an Adam Driver Mario.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, do you know they retconned the whole Brooklyn thing?
Really?
You know about this?
Well, they brought it back for the
movie.
Movies, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck the movies. Okay. the movie.
There we go.
Okay,
the
we're in it. Wipe them.
So, in Super Mario World 2, Yeah. I know you have no idea. I'm gesturing at Jake. Yeah. You're like, I don't, you're checking out. It's okay.
Look at your Delta profile.
In Super Mario World 2, it's established that they were actually born in the Mushroom Kingdom world. Because the stork brings them.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. I know you know. I know you know.
That's Yoshi has to help save them.
Yes, and now New York is actually New Donk City.
Right.
In Mario Odyssey. So they retconned it. Anyway, back to it.
So everything you're hearing is fucking
So where does Charlie Day factor into
that? He's pretty good in it. All right, anyway. The Mario Bros. Communication system has come a long way since the day they were first called upon to save the Mushroom Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, they had to listen for Princess Toadstool's voice ringing through the pipe that leads from her mysterious world to the plumbing shop. Now they rely on an advanced network of computers, radio telescopes, homing pigeons, and TV monitors. But for some reason, today, the network doesn't seem to be working. Mario! Crackle. Quickly! The voice of Princess Toadstool fades in and out of one speaker. Mario fiddles with several dials, but the video screen is awash with static. I'm going to change the voice. That's going to be get old real fast. Bring Luigi and a bzz to the palace, crackle. Please hurry. I'm not going to bother trying to get this equipment working, says Mario, getting up from his chair. It sounds like the princess needs us there on the double. Turn to page 4.
Mario, you're a mess.
But I kind of love it. I really do.
He can't be bothered to fix his phone.
I know.
It's very hot.
Or his homing pigeons.
Mm-mm.
Luigi, wake up, Mario calls as he runs back into the bedroom. No one answers. Mario considers waking his brother with a bucket of cold water. The last time he did that, Luigi got even by filling Mario's shoes with some of his top secret spaghetti sauce. that little fucker.
There's piss in there.
So Mario leans over the bottom bunk where his brother sleeps and gently pulls back the heavy wool blanket. The bed is empty. That's strange, says Mario, puzzled. Luigi usually sleeps 17 hours a day. Why would he be up at this time of night?
That's aspirational.
He's depressed.
Luigi's depressed.
I mean, that's so perfect, like for them as a pair, like of young Brooklynites, you know, like Luigi's battling depression. Right. Mario's a hot mess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then he's not there. So, like, is he having a one night stand? Mm-hmm. You know, this is like what you go through when you have roommates.
This is girls, but it's Mario.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Or brothers. Mario's.
Mario's.
Mario's. just.
He looks around the bedroom. Everything is in its place. Two dressers, a stand-up mirror, their comic book collection. But there's no sign of Luigi. Mario peers down the hall and notices a faint blue light spilling out of the kitchen doorway.
Huh.
But before he has a chance to investigate, the Mushroom Kingdom alarm begins to ring once more. Ooga, ooga! I'm coming, princess! Shouts Mario. He runs down the hallway and starts to unlock the supply room door. At that moment, the alarm goes off again, louder than ever. Should Mario look for supplies? Maybe he should find Luigi first. Or maybe he should just head to the Mushroom Kingdom immediately.
Here we go.
He'd better decide quickly.
Oh, this is classic being young in New Donk City. You just have so much to do and you don't know what to do first.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying is like, what is the girl's, aka Mario's reaction? It's to go to Mushroom Kingdom immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting a call from a girl.
I'll give you the three choices.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, what are the three choices?
Search for Luigi? Or get supplies?
No.
Or head straight to the Mushroom Kingdom?
I go to the Mushroom Kingdom.
Guys, we need supplies.
Should we vote? Is there a vote?
Yeah. I vote for going to the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah, because I think that Princess Peach might have a job at Vice for us.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. What?
I don't think we need supplies because we have
we need our stuff at
Princess Peach's house.
Yeah.
We can use her toothbrush.
It's true.
It's true.
We basically live there anyway.
We've been on again, off again with Princess Peach for a while.
I'm just saying, this is a messy Mario, okay?
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm voting supplies.
Okay, supplies. Right? How about you?
I think she has condoms at her place, so I think she just goes straight there.
Mushroom Kingdom, let's go.
All right,
great.
We're going to turn to page 68.
We're going
to
die. We're going to be like, use the wrench to get out of
Murph,
this.
Murph, we might not live is the thing.
Yeah, I'm more afraid of that.
Yeah, can we die if we never really live?
You can have multiple lives and never truly live.
Whoa.
Wow, the Molly
was that the
me
Chris Pratt one? Yeah. Anyway. Geronimo! Yells Mario. It's time to save the Mushroom Kingdom. He dives into the central pipe in the middle of the workshop and tumbles down into darkness. You know, he mutters to himself, No matter how often I go to the Mushroom Kingdom, I still hate this part. He falls through the pipe for hundreds of feet, or maybe hundreds of miles. He can't tell. That's kind of horrifying.
Yeah, hundreds of
miles. I just
miles
like to think
feet.
I'd be able to know the difference.
Yeah.
He leaves a corpse in Brooklyn.
Can you imagine falling down New darkness Mario. For hundreds of miles? Insane.
He drops faster than a corpse.
Yeah.
He falls for a year.
He passes out several times.
Then suddenly he shoots out the other end and drops into a tuft of spongy grass. Mario gets up and looks around. High overhead, brick platforms and clusters of metal boxes hang mysteriously suspended from the sky. Rows of bright flowers and polka dot mushrooms spread out in every direction. Once again, Mario is at the entrance to the Mushroom Kingdom, the magical land that he and Luigi have vowed to protect. Turning to page 102.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. Sometimes they don't give us a choice. They just tell us to turn the page.
And you know what? They painted a scene for us. Now we're just going to live in it.
Yeah.
Mario steps onto the brick road that winds through the Mushroom Kingdom. Immediately, a bright blue snapping turtle charges at him.
Oh, fuck. We should have gotten our wrench.
Mario hops into the air. The small reptile scuttles underneath without touching him.
Yes.
Those Koopa Troopas aren't very bright, Mario says, watching the turtle scamper off.
Jake, take notes. A Koopa Troopa.
Yes.
Did you know what a Koopa Troopa was?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That's familiar.
Okay. That's familiar.
That's familiar, sir.
Yes, I do know that. It is familiar. Although that every movie I've seen is familiar.
Yeah. So was Constantine, to be honest.
Just then, he feels something bump into him, and a sharp pain shoots through his leg.
Fuck.
He looks down to find another turtle with its teeth dug into his ankle.
Oh, God.
Where did you come from? Asked Mario, picking up the small blue turtle. It looks exactly like the one he just dodged. Mario frowns at the turtle, but it doesn't answer.
Oh, never mind, he says.
He drops to the ground and shoves it out of the way.
Oh, shit. Title of the book.
Yeah, it's going to come back.
Things seem normal enough, he notes as he looks about the countryside. But after a minute, he begins to change his mind.
It's so good to get out of the city and into the country.
It's so good.
Yeah.
My head feels so clear.
Yeah. We're in New Jersey right now.
The Mushroom Kingdom is made up of open meadows, rolling hills, and valleys.
And White Castle hamburger shops.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that would hit right now.
Yeah.
There's usually room for every creature there to go about its business undisturbed. But today, for some reason, the kingdom seems crowded. Beetles swarm about in such great numbers that a single flock entirely covers a grassy hill by the road. Orange tweeter birds fight for space on a nearby brick ledge from Mario 2.
Yeah.
Mario watches two tiny
notes.
Yeah.
There's a second one.
I thought they just did
Don't
the
get
one.
Me started.
I thought it was one and done.
So this is popular?
Mario watches two tiny masked creatures walk by. That's strange too, he thinks. Shy guys.
Whoa!
Almost
here.
Always travel alone.
Whoa. Emily has a little mini shy guy that she's just pulled
out. Perfect favorite, for audio. Murph's favorite thing when we bring
visual
a prop
bits.
Into podcasting.
I better get to the bottom of this, says Mario, gazing around. A few feet ahead, the road forks. One path zigzags up to the royal palace. The other winds around some metal boxes and fades into the distance.
Oh, shit, those metal boxes could be an art installation.
Oh, shit.
Mario,
I want to use my art degree for something.
Yeah, this would inspire us maybe to write a piece that we could pitch to Princess Peach.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
Because we're trying to get into a creative industry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mario must decide which path to take. He's sure he'll find trouble on either one. If you think Mario should go to the palace, or do you think Mario should explore the Mushroom Kingdom?
So it's 2008 in Brooklyn, and we're getting really into journalism, which we think is a good idea.
Yeah.
So Mario, okay, we already didn't bring our gun or our wrench.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, we need to look at these boxes.
Mario has a gun sometimes?
Safari.
Whoa!
It's the super scope attachment.
Look at that.
Yeah, he actually shoots a gun.
I feel like the author tipped it off a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
By being like, I should look into this.
I think he always says that, though.
Yeah, that's fair. Sometimes it is just a trick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do your hearts say? Because, I mean, we were rushing here to like meet up with our on-again, off-again thing.
Yeah.
We wouldn't call it situationship because this is 2008. But then the metal boxes are so intriguing.
There's something compelling about dropping everything for a booty call and then like getting off the subway and being like, oh wait, look at this, is a cool store.
Yeah.
Like I could see that working.
That's the messy kind of Mario we are, right?
Yeah.
That's what I think. Yeah.
Okay, we should vote. Who says metal boxes?
The metal boxes.
Unanimous
for metal boxes.
For metal boxes.
Okay. So we are going to explore.
Yeah.
All right.
We just got a little bit of wanderlust, you know?
I know.
Like the pipes that run under the Mushroom Kingdom.
We rub our thick hair because we can never settle down or clean our kitchen.
Yeah. And we should pick up something to bring to the palace.
Oh,
too.
That's good.
Smart. Yeah. Smart.
Yeah. Like a pitcher of sangria or something.
Mario decides to check out the Mushroom Kingdom before heading to the palace. A quick peek is always a good idea, he says to himself.
Agreed, Mario.
As he bounces down the road. Mario thinks the Mushroom Kingdom is the most beautiful place he's ever seen.
So inspiring.
It's full of roaring waterfalls, brilliant rainbows, and clear, sparkling ponds. The weather is nearly always sunny and warm. And with all the pipe passageways, underground caverns, and hidden treasures Mario keeps discovering, there are endless opportunities for adventure. Of course, even beautiful places have their problems. When he travels to the Mushroom Kingdom, Mario's almost certain to run into some unfriendly creatures. Tweeter birds always try to land on his head.
Fucking tweeter birds.
I know Murph is thinking about supplies right now.
I'm thinking about them. I'm like, those tweeter birds wouldn't be a problem if we had a firefly. That's all I'm saying.
Super scope.
We'll find out.
If we had a super scope. If we had a goddamn gun.
Masked sniffets often sting him with pointy little bullets.
Sniffets.
Sniffets are the shy guys, but they shoot bullets.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm gonna play a sniffet then.
I'm gonna describe every creature to you, whether you like it or not.
Here's the thing. I like it.
Okay,
I like it.
If he tries to have a picnic, giant hoopster bugs are almost certain to carry away half of the food from Mario. Too, they're like big ladybugs.
Sure.
I know.
But Mario is a professional creature dodger as well as a master plumber. Even though there seems to be twice as many pests as usual, he hops and skips over pairs of Shy Guys, Fry Guys, and Claw Grips. Fry Guys and Claw Grips are from Mario 2 as well.
Whoa.
Wow. Fry Guys also.
Claw Grips are crabs. Yeah. Fry Guys are fireballs. Oh, with the grace of a fine ballet dancer, or at least of a mediocre football player. Mario counts the creatures as he walks. Something is definitely wrong here, he says. I'm seeing everything twice.
Wow.
As he tries to figure out what
he's still drunk from the party last night.
Yeah.
Oh, I just need one more Tecate.
As he tries to figure out what direction the creatures are coming from, Mario notices two separate shapes approaching in the sky. One seems to be a flock of small creatures. The other is harder to see, but it looks like one huge shadowy form. Should we head toward the flock of small creatures or the giant shadow?
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Ooh.
This is like psychological when you think about it, right? Like, do I head towards the unknown or do I head toward the flock of creatures? Sounds safe, friendly. Mm-hmm. Obviously, but or so it could be a flock of pests. Yeah.
So do we want like a dozen Shy Guy-sized Bowsers or one Bowser-sized Shy Guy?
Interesting. Whoa. So
that's really good.
We have already called ourselves a professional creature dodger, which does seem like something an annoying guy would tell you at a party.
Yeah. Cool, but what do you actually do for money?
I don't know. I just like dodge, right?
No, I'm a fun boy.
The big shadowy one has to either be Luigi or something that gets us a game over, right? Mm.
Oh, it could be that big magic carpet from Mario 2. So I'm kind of leaning towards big shadowy object.
I mean, I just feel like that's where we're at. That's the life stage we're at. Yeah. Is going towards the big shadowy object.
Yeah, I'm scared. I want to go towards the little ones.
But we're walking towards oblivion. So
yeah, totally.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I say we just go for it.
Oblivion?
Okay. Yeah. There's a darkness that we're chasing. We don't quite know why yet.
Yeah.
We want to walk
Bowser
right up to
kicks
the edge.
Your ass.
We've got about 5 more years before we stop chasing darkness.
And our parents cut us off.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. Mario walks toward the solitary giant shadow in the sky.
So bad.
They're about to throw a corpse at him.
Yeah.
We're fucking dead.
As he gets closer to the floating object, its features become frightfully clear. It's the Doom Ship.
Whoa.
The Koopa family's floating battleship and number one secret weapon.
I thought it was going to be a Red Bull van.
From Mario 3.
It looks very much like an ancient sailing ship, except that it's covered with propellers, bubbling slime spouters, and deadly flame-throwing Koopa cannons.
Wendy O. Koopa's corpse is thrown at you. You go skull to skull.
When I wish I went feet to skull.
The evil craft is hovering above a bed of snapping black muncher plants, little tiny Pac-Man plants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Love
Mario. You can jump on it with the boot, right?
That's right.
When you're in the boot. Yeah,
correct.
Another supply we could have had.
The Doom Ship, says Mario excitedly. I knew that Dark Arc was involved in this business somehow.
That's good. That's
Dark Arc is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Standing at the wheel, searching the landscape with a telescope, is an enormous armored turtle in bright pink sunglasses. It's Roy Koopa.
Roy!
Whoa! Oh, a rare Roy sighting.
You guys know this person?
Holy shit, dude. Tell us your favorite thing about Roy, Jay.
The sunglasses.
That's fair. Absolutely fair.
The meanest of the 7 Koopa kids.
Oh, shit.
Roy and Mario spot each other in the same instant.
Oh.
Yoo-hoo, Roy, come down here for a minute, calls Mario.
Oh my God,
I've got a few things I'd like to ask you.
What's our history?
We're so brave.
Uh-huh.
Which is making me feel like we're reckless.
Yeah, dude.
So reckless.
I'm a plumber with a death wish.
Now, is there established voice lore for Roy and your guys's?
You can totally make this up. Roy doesn't come up as often.
I think Roy hasn't
come
up before.
This might be the first time Roy's shown up.
Yeah.
Because Roy, I mean, like, we've been so blinded by Wendy, I think.
Okay.
Any requests?
I feel like like he's, I mean, he's kind of
he's
a
rough.
He's yeah. hot.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. hot. Yeah. So hot. So tough.
Mm-hmm.
Not on your life, Plunger Face, yells Roy. He spins the Doom Ship's great wooden steering wheel.
He's going to steal her girlfriend. Fuck.
Slowly, the boat turns to the east and begins to drift away. Oh, no, you don't. Mario dashes after the floating warship. He tries to grab one of the many cables and ropes trailing below the craft, but they're just out of reach. Bon voyage, shouts Roy Koopa.
Shit.
He's got a boat. He's going to steal all the girls in the kingdom.
He's on the fucking Hudson. We're done.
The Doom Ship starts to rise into the sky. There's plenty more to see in the Mushroom Kingdom, but if Mario is going to try to board the boat, the time is now. You have three choices.
It seems like we're skipping to the end. We can't. We're going to die.
Oh, you're going to say no to a boat party,
dude? We can't take
You're
going
to say
right
no
now.
To a boat party?
We got invited onto
Think
a yacht.
Think about the fucking meta right now. We
this
can't.
Is like a freaking sky ferry.
Yes.
Hey, do you guys have the anchor from the supply room?
Oh, you didn't check the supply room.
No! Does it really say that?
Oh, bummer, dude. All right. Well, we're not doing that one.
Damn it.
Now.
We just got denied from a boat party?
Oh, fuck
Okay,
me.
So what All are right. the yeah, what are the
so
options?
We can't get
Should
on the boat?
Mario try to jump and reach the Doom Ship
okay.
or let it go and continue to explore the Mushroom Kingdom?
We got to jump, right?
It's a leap of faith.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of the hottest thing you can do yeah, as a 20-something. True.
Some say that moving to New York is a leap of faith.
Yeah.
We can't let Roy have this. And like, to be honest, do we want to be Roy or do we want to be with him? Mm. We don't know.
No.
This is the moment where you can fuck Roy. I remember this as a kid. Yeah.
Roy's going to kill us.
There's something curious about Roy.
What's behind
him? I know I should go to the princess, but there's just something I have to
We should explore
through.
More. We need
yes,
to explore,
we should
explore
more
Roy.
What do I want to do?
Explore our sexuality. Let's go. By awakening, let's go.
I'm exploring Roy.
Okay.
Because you can't, I won't be able to commit to the princess unless yeah. I've had my fuckboy
exactly.
era.
Exactly.
Okay?
My fuck Roy. Era.
My fuck Roy.
I do remember the wording of this perfect. Being explore Roy in the book. And I was yeah. like, wow, all right, let's do it. So we're going for it.
All What's right, under that yeah. shell, Roy?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to jump for the Doom Ship.
This has to be game over.
Wait, I didn't get your number.
Come back here, you rotten reptile, calls Mario, Ooh. Chasing after the Doom Ship.
As the evil boat begins to climb, Mario makes a jump for it. He snatches at a cluster of cables and wires hanging from the bottom of the vessel. Slowly, hand over hand, he climbs up to the wooden hull. Yes. There must be something solid to hold on to. At last, his fingers find a thin...
His bicep?
His dick. At last, his fingers find a thin metal rail that encircles the boat's hull.
Roy's dick.
He grabs it. Throws one leg over and hauls himself up. Running a hand along the hull, Mario discovers a small hole with a cord dangling from it.
What a crap. Oh, Roy's dick.
Oh, yeah. He reels in the cord and finds an anchor tied to the end. That's useful. He Roy's balances balls. Precariously on the thin rail. Look, Ma, no hands, he shouts.
Oh, no.
He swings the anchor around his Shit. Head, hoping he can throw it onto the deck of the Doom Ship.
He's so dead.
Solve this puzzle to see what happens next.
Yes!
Okay.
I forgot about
How
puzzles.
Do you guys handle these?
We don't need supplies, dude.
You know what? All right, okay,
so we'll describe what you see, mm-hmm. and okay. then we'll take a moment and...
I think we can do it. Yeah, describe what you see,
sure,
and
sure,
then
sure.
we'll do it. And while we're doing it, if you have any reaction to the amalgamation of characters that have yeah. shown up, we are all ears, of course.
Roy memories.
So you don't
you
want
know.
To see the picture. This is like a exercise where I'm describing the picture to
so
you.
So you'll describe it, and then I think we will look at it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
sure. It is... A very easy puzzle, but it is a it is a side of a ship with anchors.
Great.
Okay, and they are pointing at different anchors. So the rules say use a ruler to draw a line in the direction the anchor is pointing. When it reaches a new anchor, study it carefully.
Mm.
If it looks exactly like Mario's anchor, draw a line in the direction of the new anchor.
Okay.
Otherwise, continue drawing your line until you come to another anchor.
Okay.
Repeat these steps. Eventually, you'll reach the top of the Doom Ship. And you're going to pick either O or X, depending on you want to
gotcha.
Now.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Do you want to hand it to...
Why don't you pass
take
it around?
A look? Yeah, we'll pass it around.
Yeah, we'll pass it around while we start to look at this. Do you remember doing this yourself?
Yes. This I was definitely the type of kid, though, where I wouldn't draw on the book. But I don't because like, oh, we're going to preserve it.
Yeah, you want to like put a piece of paper down
yeah,
and trace
yeah,
it. Yeah.
Well, thank God for kids like you, because that's why we have an undone puzzle.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and M's going to sully it right now.
This is very fun, though. Sometimes with these books,
yeah.
a kid will have already done the puzzle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I love that. Yeah.
And sometimes they're wrong, which is the best part.
Yeah.
But this one, we have to, yeah, we got to break this one in.
Emily's so this seems to have come out right around Mario 3, because mm-hmm. it's pretty Mario 2 heavy, and yeah. then, like, the big guns are the Mario 3 enemies.
The Doom Ship was so
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, Doom Ship.
Yeah.
I remember, like, when that first comes on screen, because it was, like, you know, back in the day when you had your, like, Mario 3,
yeah.
like, you're playing on, like, a small little TV.
Right.
And then this, like, giant-ass, like, wooden ship,
and
like,
you climb
the
thing
the top
and pulls you up.
Yeah.
And the music starts playing. It's mm-hmm. great.
It's really great.
Completely different tangent.
Go for it.
You ever go to a Goodwill and, like, there's like a handwritten lovely note on a gift, and it's the most depressing thing because they donated it.
Yeah.
it's a real bummer. Anyway.
I got X, mm-hmm. but someone else checked my work.
Okay.
I'm going to let Murph do it because I'm dumb.
Yeah.
What? I'm also dumb. Jake, you do it.
Jake.
I'm the dumbest of all of us.
Fair.
Wow, you didn't defend me. It's called fishing for a compliment, right?
You're no Roy Koopa.
Someone said the bit is actually that I'm probably the smartest.
Oh, okay, got it. All right.
Yeah, just so you're like okay, in on so it. It's kind of just like we make fun of Jake because we're all really intimidated by him.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any Mario lore questions for me?
Oh.
While
okay.
we're waiting.
No. Do you have a favorite bad guy?
Ooh, that's a good one.
He's not like a bad guy, but Wario is like a great anti-hero. Yeah.
Who's the hottest couple?
Ooh, the hottest couple.
I guess Donkey Kong and the human woman that he was after. Pauline, yeah.
Okay. What do you
Pauline's hot in the new Mario
really?
Kart.
She is very hot.
Here's the question about the timeline, though.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, it has been kind of like thrown into, I don't want to say chaos. I don't want to say tatters. But like with Donkey Kong Bonanza, they've like kind of like reestablished like Pauline and Donkey Kong's relationship a little bit.
Sure.
What do you think about that? Like,
so
is
the whole Donkey Kong mythos is totally fucked because are you familiar with Cranky Kong?
I've been monitoring the situation.
So with Cranky Kong.
That's mostly what I know about.
We do talk about Donkey Kong a lot.
In the original lore, it's in Donkey Kong, old boop, 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 that's Cranky Kong.
Yeah.
And then Donkey Kong is supposed to be, anyway.
His it's like, all Donkey Kong Jr. is now separate or something from Donkey Kong.
It's all unclear.
Yeah.
Now. I also got X.
You got X?
Okay,
we're going with X then.
Let's go for
two X's marks the spot.
All right.
Actually, I have one final question.
Yeah, please.
Who do you play when you play Mario Kart?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, it's usually Wario. If Wario is an option, I'm playing
that
Mario.
That makes sense. Yeah.
It's great. He's big, he's loud, he's fun.
Exactly.
I go for Shy Guy, but I did get distracted.
Who do we all play as in Mario Kart? You've played Mario.
Yeah, I think I played Diddy. Diddy's
Option, Diddy Kong.
Right?
Yeah.
I played Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
I'm a Yoshi guy.
Great. All right. Mario whirls the anchor over his head a few times, then he lets it go. It soars up to the deck of the Doom Ship and hooks neatly into one of the wooden floorboards. Yeehaw! Hollers Mario as he swings up the rope.
We're having fun.
But when he lands feet first on the deck, he finds more than he expected.
Uh-oh.
Roy is there scraping his dirty toenails against the ship.
His dirty toenails.
But we could be the one to clean those feet.
His dirty, sweaty toenails against the ship's warped floorboards. And behind Roy, a tall, skinny plumber in green overalls is gagged and tied to the main mast.
Oh, my
mast.
God!
It's Roy. Luigi!
Wait, did Luigi get to Roy before us, though?
Some kinky roleplay? Roy, it's illegal to steal people's brothers, says Mario. Give Luigi back now, and I promise I'll only beat you to a pulp. Oh, yeah? You and what army? Cries Roy. He stomps forward. Don't worry. I'll bring you flowers when you're in the hospital, Mario.
That actually is flirty.
He kicks
at
Roy's knee and snaps it inward.
Some John Wick action.
Yeah, an E2L right here. Enemies two lovers.
The furious turtle's huge yellow teeth are now inches from Mario's face.
Oh, my God.
He swings his paw. Mario ducks. You missed, Mario says. Would you like to try again, or do you want to surrender now? Roy hurls himself at Mario. Now... Oh, interesting. There's like a whole little board game here.
Oh, boy.
You're going to choose one of the three shapes above the word start. I will read the number and move that many spaces along.
Holy shit.
And I'll repeat this until... Oh, interesting. Okay.
We're essentially playing Mario Party right now. There's like little mini games.
I have a Mario Party tabletop homebrew.
That plays
with dice and play... It plays exactly like Mario Party.
That's insane.
That would be so sick.
Anyway.
We'll get you out. We're going to be doing that for
did
sure.
Did you know when you came in here that you were going to say Mario and we were all going to turn to you with like desperate pleading eyes?
I had no idea, but I was almost going to wear a Mario shirt today and I didn't. So I think the best way to do this is to not metagame it too much. So you can see it's kind of like this crazy path with shapes on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a mushroom with a one, a heart with a two, and a star with a two.
Got you.
Pick one.
Great. It's got to be heart with a two because it's two of us. It's,
yeah.
And Roy's got our heart.
Two hearts beating us one.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we could safely just choose that.
Yeah, yeah.
Forgo the puzzle and just go for the metaphor.
Yeah.
I thought that was just the first choice of the puzzle.
Life is a puzzle. And you know what? Sometimes the only way to solve it is to put it back in the box.
So
what?
And donate it to Goodwill.
So we are choosing the heart. This is going to be the shape we use the whole time.
The whole time?
Okay.
So it's
okay.
going to go
Murph looks really
two here.
I'm
scared.
One, two, three.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to fall into whatever this is. Okay. And we're going to find out.
Okay.
Into right.
Like life. A little pit with like a shape in it.
Into right. fell into a pit?
Hi.
Oh, I don't know. It basically, there's like little
pits. Oh, yeah.
And some have a different shape.
Oh, yeah. It's a full-on
so
little
I'm
map.
So I'm guessing there's only one that's like a unique one, the other three. So maybe you got the shit one. We're going to find out.
Oh, no.
What's up? I'm a professional creature dodger. Sometimes when you play puzzles, the best way to play them is just not to play.
I think star was probably the way to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Mario quickly grabs a heavy wooden oar from the deck of the doom ship. Just as Roy reaches him, Mario swings the oar.
Paddle
it
play.
Hits Roy and snaps like a toothpick. Roy slams into Mario.
My yowie paddle!
The plumber is stunned by the blow, and before he knows what's happened, Roy's holding him high above his head with both arms. About the flowers in the hospital, I was just kidding, Roy, says Mario meekly. The reptile tosses Mario over the side of the doom ship. Mario's flailing hands snatch at a rail that encircles the ship's hull. Saved. He throws one leg over the rail and hauls himself up. His head is spinning as he tries to stand. Only the narrow metal rail keeps him from falling.
Are we about to get thrown off of an airship? Just
oh my
like
God.
A D&D court case?
Was it Mario that hit the plane? Holy
skull
shit.
To skull.
Yeah.
Just then, Mario's foot slips. He teeters on the narrow rail for a few terrible seconds. Then he plunges toward the ground. Plummet overboard, he shouts. Mario tries to grab one of the ropes trailing from the boat, but they all slip through his fingers.
Jeez.
Fortunately, the doom ship has drifted away from the clusters of prickly muncher plants. Mario plummets to the ground and lands in a moss garden with a thud. Sitting up, he watches the sinister outline of the doom ship drift into the distance and disappear with his brother on it, I guess. Oh, well, that's that, he says. Brushing a few clumps of fuzzy green moss from his overalls. The ride was making me seasick anyway. He scampers back onto a nearby road and makes tracks for the Mushroom Kingdom. Doesn't give a fuck about
Holy shit.
The princess called me, okay?
Luigi's fine.
Well, let's keep going.
Oh, now we can just choose again if we go to the castle or...
We're going to find out.
This is awesome.
Oh. Mario tramps on through the Mushroom Kingdom, deep in thought, hopping over pairs of monsters that come at him from every direction. Suddenly, he looks up and sees a tangle of snapping, snarling, leafy green monsters ahead. He's at the edge of an enormous field of piranha plants. You know those ones? These vine ones. Guys, big teeth mouths, red heads.
Yeah.
Look like that. Yeah.
Okay. Those are familiar too.
Yeah.
I've seen that before.
They're from Mario, not real life.
Help! Cries a squeaky voice from somewhere deep within the piranha plant. Toad? Is that you? Calls Mario. A small white head bobs up and down in the very center of the field. It's Toad, the royal mushroom retainer. How did you get here? Mario asks. Oh, should I do the Toad voice for a little bit?
Yeah.
There are two of almost everyone in the kingdom, including the king, Toad says. I went to find a magnifying glass, but on my way back, I got trapped in this field. A turtle with a mustache and glasses told me it was a shortcut.
A turtle. He was probably one of the Koopa kids in disguise.
Yeah.
But Mario has no time to worry about that right now. Hang on, little buddy, he calls and charges into the thicket of vicious plants.
Oh, shit.
Here we go.
Okay.
We forgot about our brother and the prince.
Yeah, fuck Luigi, who cares?
Yeah. At least we can find one person,
Yeah.
Unhand my pal, you dirty weeds, Mario shouts. He pushes his way through the growling green monsters. One huge piranha plant turns to face him. It runs a fleshy pink tongue across its lips and twists its green mouth into a horrible
This is
grin.
Roy who?
Mario picks up a baseball-sized rock and hurls it at the plant. Batter up, he calls. Quickly, the creature picks up a large stick with its mouth and uses it to bat the stone away.
Okay.
Mario looks around. Oh, no. Nearly all the piranha plants have picked up sticks, and they're swinging them at him. Uh-oh, he mutters. I shouldn't have given them any ideas. The mean green sluggers block his path in every direction. Mario needs an exit, and fast. This is another game.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's a center of the drawing.
Yeah.
And you're going to move, let's see, two spaces in any direction to land on a box. Each time you land on a new space, read the number and move. Okay. Until you land on a drawing of Mario or a piranha plant.
Okay.
So the only choice you can make is up, down, left, right.
Oh, much
I
like
think
the D-pad.
Let's just say we landed on Mario, right? Let's just say we landed on Mario.
Yeah.
No. We can always rewind.
Yeah. All right.
Up,
true. Yeah.
Down.
You're gonna go on dice press confessions.
All right, let's go. Can we see which way?
Wait, is there?
You can take a look.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would say just go with your gut.
I think up.
All right, let's try up.
Up.
Two, two, one, one, two, three, four, five, one, two, three. That's a piranha plant, baby.
Fuck!
Oh, all right. Shit. I was going to say down.
Right. Well, there's four of us. We have four lives. I'm dead.
A weedy-looking piranha plant swings its bat. Mario jumps straight up into the air. Strike one, he yells. But the play is better than a strike. Instead of hitting the plumber, the bat squelches into the pulpy flesh of another plant.
Okay.
The injured plant howls and swings back. Skablump! Its bat smashes into a third one.
Skablump is beautiful.
That's pretty good.
That's really nice.
The piranha patch soon becomes a field of furious green sluggers. The monster plants forget all about Mario as they bash each other.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
You were tricked.
So up was good.
So I'm a freaking genius.
Hey. Supposed to get the piranha plant?
Toad, come on, whispers Mario. Toad crawls off from his hiding place, and he and Mario tiptoe out of the patch unnoticed. Shall we strike off at the palace, little buddy? Asks Mario once they're on safe ground.
He's replaced Luigi so fast.
You're like a brother to me, Toad.
He jumps up and snatches a coin from a nearby ledge.
You bet,
Toad says. As they make their way home, he hands Mario a magnifying glass.
Here's what I was looking for.
Mario winks. This'll be a hit. Soon they're back in the throne room. If you can keep track, you've collected one coin.
Okay.
Yes.
And you now have the magnifying glass.
Okay.
Great.
See, just who needs a fucking supply room?
This is just how we live. We don't stop in the supply room. We gather stuff along the way.
Live in the
we
moment.
Ask
for the universe to fulfill us.
Yeah.
We are not beating the annoying guy at a party allegations. Just walking in with a magnifying glass.
Ask me about it. Yeah.
Just like
annoying.
To look deeply at stuff.
And you know, there is do you guys score yourselves at the end? There's all scoring charts.
Oh, really?
You've never done this?
Usually it just tells us if we lived or died. Usually there's more game overs, I feel like. If we got clonked with a freaking ore,
yeah,
it would just be like Mario
died. Of the coins then.
All right, I'm marking one coin.
Okay, good, good, good.
Has anyone ever gotten one coin before? I don't think so.
Holy shit, we've never made money before.
We're rich. Magnifying glass in hand, Mario marches up to the throne. Finally, he thinks, a chance to find out what this trouble is all about. All right, everyone, he calls, holding up the glass. Maybe I can straighten things out. Wooster, the royal assistant, nudges one of the kings toward the plumber.
Mm.
Mario holds the glass in front of the royal nose. He says that he studies the king. Any requests for Wooster's voice? He's like a very proper...
Is he a rooster?
No, he's a toad.
Oh, that makes sense. Has Wooster, because I feel like they've replaced Wooster with Toadsworth.
Wooster is only in the books.
Okay. Can he try to woo us?
In like a sexy British voice or something?
I was going to say British.
Make him sound super smart.
What is it? What do you see?
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
I see.
That's working for me.
Should we throw it all away for Wooster?
This is just a Mario dating sim.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a magnifying glass before?
It was all physical with Roy.
Yeah,
I feel like Wooster challenges
cerebral.
Challenges
we're
me mentally.
We're sapiosexuals.
Whoa. Wooster works at Columbia? That's cool.
Holy
Not
shit.
Goes, but works there.
I see a nose, announces Mario. He takes off his cap and scratches his head. Both kings shrug their shoulders. Oh, there's two kings.
Oh, yeah.
Double
trouble.
Something?
Two kings who adore you.
No,
I think Toad said that there are two kings.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why there's not two Woosters.
I think we just
know
everything's doubled up.
Yeah.
Great, says Princess Toadstool. Any more brilliant deductions, Mr. Detective? Don't rush me, answers Mario. Let me take a look at His Majesty number two.
Wooster I like when she's mean to us.
We gotta see who we end up with in this.
Do we want smart Wooster or mean princess?
Okay, the Cherry Blossom Festival is next week, so we have to fucking decide right now.
Wooster actually only works at the cafeteria at Columbia, so yeah, not necessarily.
That's
super
kind
smart,
of fun though, because it's like you have to be smart to work there, but you're not committed.
And that's what Goodwill Hunting is, basically.
Yeah, right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a custodian.
We have to have gone to Columbia to work at the cafeteria. I'm pretty sure.
Wooster leads the second kingdom Mario, who holds the glass up to the second regal nose. Mm. When Mario sees it magnified, it doesn't look like a king's nose at all. Huh. It looks more like a sand dune. In fact, up close, no part of this monarch looks like a king. He's made entirely of sand. Aha! He is your imposter, Mario says. Take him away. Any requests for the king's voice? He's like a little old little guy.
Maybe even more British.
Okay. Like old Mish. I told you I'm me, says the real king. I told you I'm me, shouts the imposter as the royal mushroom guards haul him away.
You're batting 1,000.
No one says anything as he's dragged from the room. The doors slam behind him. The real king gazes after his double sadly. Don't worry, says Wooster. We have a special home for people who try to impersonate the royal family. You'll have fun.
Two gunshots ring out. Two muffled gunshots from the other room.
He runs one finger along an arm of the king's throne and inspects the dust buildup. Of course, it isn't very tidy there, he adds. So what should we do now, asks Princess Toadstool. We can't possibly check every set of twins in the kingdom. New ones are showing up every minute. No. We've got to get to the root of this problem, Mario agrees, dropping the magnifying glass into his overalls
pocket. Me and Wooster
pocket.
Need to get to the root of this
problem.
Yeah, for sure.
The imposter was
made of... We're going to get an Airbnb upstate.
The imposter was made of sand, right?
Right, answers the princess. And where are there tons and tons of sand?
Burning
asks
Man.
Mario.
Oh my God, we have to go to Burning Man. It's our last chance.
The Kupahari Desert, answers Wooster, shuddering. Frightfully dusty place.
Yeah.
And what else is in the Kupahari Desert, continues Mario.
Everyone, Fort Koopa, say it.
Fort Koopa!
Everyone shouts.
A.K.A. the real world.
I'm on my way, Mario declares. He bounces down the hall. I'll have this double trouble taken care of in no time at all.
Hooray! The king shouts. Make it snappy, adds the princess. And please don't track sand into the palace when you come back, Wooster begs. Okay. There's a puzzle now. We got to figure out what could be waiting for Mario in the Kupahari Desert.
Hopefully.
So there's a grid.
Yeah, okay.
Of like letters.
It's definitely a duplication machine.
Oh, okay. I was hoping it would be a souvenir for Wooster.
For each entry on the list, match the numbers on the side with the letters along the top. Ooh. Cross out the corresponding space. The letters in the leftover boxes will spell out something Mario will find in the Kupahari Desert.
Oh.
Who would like to do this puzzle?
Okay.
I'll take a look.
Yeah, Emmer Caldwell.
Yeah, we're going to take a crack at it.
I can look at it real quick.
You can
see.
Continue talking about how fucked the Donkey Kong timeline is.
Yeah. So yeah, it's very frustrating, because they don't care about the lore at all, which is very funny. Mm-hmm. So I think the fun of it as a Mario fan is like trying to make it all make sense, even though they don't give a shit.
Do you have a theory about what's going on?
So I actually haven't played Bonanza yet.
Okay.
It's on my to-play list.
Gotcha.
How many Mario games can you name?
There was the one for a 64. I don't know. Do you remember Mario 64?
Yeah.
There you go.
You got it.
Okay. Yeah. Mario.
Mario.
Yeah. Super Mario.
There's no game called Mario.
Okay. Super
Mario
1? 2?
Ooh. Super Mario.
I don't know. There's another
there's
thing.
There's two of them.
There's two of them. They're brothers. Super Mario.
Oh, Brothers?
Yeah. Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers. Okay. Yeah, that's the name.
So you got Mario 64. You got Super Mario Brothers.
Okay. Well, I didn't really get that second one. Definitely.
What do you got there?
Smash Brothers? Is that a Mario game?
He's in it.
He's in it. Yeah.
Mario Party.
Oh yeah, so
that one I know.
Yeah.
And that's it. There's more.
there's a couple more.
One or two. Let's go back to Donkey Kong lore. Donkey Kong Jr. at one point we were saying was Donkey Kong,
correct?
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now we're just like separate guy. We don't care anymore.
He's lost in time,
or he's
for sure.
just gone.
Yeah,
he's been retconned out of existence.
Yeah. I think he's maybe fighting in the time war, and like that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. Is like there's like multiple time streams happening,
and that's what Mario's Time Machine is about, which is a real game. No, it's not actually about that.
Oh, really?
It's a real game.
Is it one of those like point?
I was going to say that
one of those like educational.
Yeah,
there's like Mario is missing, and Mario's Time Machine.
Yeah, I do remember Mario.
Yeah, I never. Played it, but they go through like actual real world history and stuff.
Right. I played Mario Teaches Typing a lot.
Oh, I never played that one.
Yeah. Okay. And that's, that's the problem is like kids aren't playing Mario Teaches Typing now, so they don't know how to type.
They don't know how to type?
Right. That's my one complaint with the world today. Yeah.
We need kids everything to be else, better at screens, guys.
Everything else rocks, except they're not playing Mario
Kids aren't
Teaches
good at
typing.
Using full-sized keyboards
I think
anymore.
We could bring back Mario Teaches Typing, because I do think people aren't as good at typing now, because they can do everything on their damn phones.
Oh, I see.
If they made a Mario Teaches Typing for a Switch, I would play the shit out of it.
Yeah. I think I have an answer.
Okay, what's our message?
The Boomerang Brothers.
Oh, okay. That seems
all right.
Very I think likely. That's
that
what
seems
I got.
Difficult, but maybe we'll get a boomerang from
real.
It.
Yeah,
they'll either kill us or we'll get a boomerang.
All right, let's see if we can.
The Boomerang Brothers throw the craziest raves.
As soon as Mario crosses in the Kupahari Desert, the red brick road ends abruptly. So do the grassy hills, the brooks, and everything else in the Mushroom Kingdom that's lush and colorful. An endless expanse of yellow sand stretches out before Mario. Gorgeous. Dunes, crags, and rocky outcroppings dot the landscape. The only plants are a few withered cacti. However, there's definitely no shortage of living things. Just as I thought, Mario says, dodging a pair of masked shy guys that waddle past. The doubles problem is even worse here than at the palace. Enemies are everywhere in sets of 2, 4, and even 8. I've got to put a stop to this quickly, or we'll be knee-deep in creeps. In the distance, Mario can see the faint outline of Fort Koopa. A winding road leading to it has been worn in the sand by thousands of feet. But a sign in the shape of a paw standing by the side of the road reads, "Shortcut to Fort Koopa, not for the squeamish." A black-nailed finger points to a rocky ravine just south of where Mario is standing. Hmm, Mario muses. Something tells me neither of these trails will be a picnic. So, another puzzle. There is a path. Okay. Read the letters as you go. They'll tell you something about the shortcut through the ravine.
Okay.
This one's pretty simple. Who wants to do it?
I'll do a simple one.
Please. So you're gonna read the message letter as the
Yeah, he looks so scared.
That was so furry.
Yeah, it
dude.
Does. It does suck in these children's books because you feel like you have to solve it so fast.
Yeah. Jake, it's okay, if it doesn't come as
so. Being a little scared, like you should be.
Yeah,
scared.
Yeah. Two different turtles. Okay, two different turtles and Bowsers.
This is a VoIPCOM test.
Is that the?
That's one of the word. That's
two
one
different
of the,
turtles and.
That's
Bowsers.
The message that spells out.
Yeah, that there will be plural Bowsers.
Oh, so maybe. So I guess a different. Koopa Kid, maybe? Or just straight up two different Bowsers?
Yeah, I don't know.
Two different... Okay, so it's literally just like pick your
kind of like
poison.
A warning? Okay.
If you think, wait, if you think Mario should take the main road to Fort Koopa, turn to page 81, I think it should take the shortcut, turn to page 9.
I don't think we need a sign to tell us what to do, okay? I think we can just make our own choices.
I mean, the one that was like, it's not for the squeamish, made me be like, yeah, and I'm not squeamish.
Yeah, this is like when you go to like one of those haunted houses in New York where they were allowed
it's
to
like,
touch
if
you.
If you dare. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
they're allowed to grab you.
Yeah. I mean, let's think canonically, how does Nintendo think of Mario? They don't want a Mario that plays it safe. They want a brave Mario, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, in the new game, Mario, that's just called Mario.
Yeah, Mario, yeah. The gritty reboot, Mario, yeah.
It's Super Mario, not Squeamish Mario.
Right, exactly. Mm,
it's true.
This
it's true.
Is, what about seeing Mario before he was Super? And that's the pitch of this.
That is kind of how it's reading. Because we're Mario who's a mess.
Two
messy Mario.
Different Mario. Monsters are waiting... there
shit.
For Mario. Oh. Two different monsters are waiting there for Mario.
Okay.
Okay. That
so that's
sense.
What's waiting for us.
That'd be the
shortcut.
Shortcut.
We don't. So we don't want the shortcut.
Okay. Let's take
there's
it
two,
then.
Two okay. Monsters.
Okay.
Okay.
So
feels weird.
We're taking the main road to Fort Koopa.
I think let's take the main road.
Okay.
Yeah.
It kind of goes against like our whole deal.
I just
argument. There's more like bodegas along the main road. So you can pick up more tacos.
Right. We might find something better to do if we take the main road.
Mario realizes that in the Kupahari Desert, shortcuts aren't always a good idea.
Yeah.
Sighing, he sets out along the main road. After several hours of stomping dry bones, avoiding fire snakes, and sweating, he spots a sign by the road that reads, Fort Koopa, 2,000 feet, or 10,000 toes ahead. Again with the toes on this.
Yeah,
wow. 10,000 sweaty toes. It's about time, says Mario, trudging warily along the sandy highway.
Something's wrong with my GPS app.
My feet are killing me. Ahead, the dark towers of Fort Koopa blot out the late afternoon sun. Mario kneels to tighten his shoelace. As he does, he notices a tiny pebble in the road, quivering like a Mexican jumping bean. Then larger stones begin to move. Soon the whole ground around the plumber is shaking. I've got a feeling this isn't just a happy little earthquake, says Mario.
Okay.
He gazes down the road, marching
usually
toward him.
Usually I love a happy
are two,
earthquake.
Are two enormous armored turtles. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
The Boomerang Brothers, he grumbles.
There we go.
These guys always throw me some curves. The last time Mario tangled with the Boomerang Brothers, he broke a tooth and ripped his best pair of red overalls.
Whoa.
And that time Luigi was there to help him. What's that? Rumbles one of the giant turtles, pointing Mario.
Yeah.
An insect?
Hmm, says the other one. It could be a piece of sausage that fell off someone's pizza. Looks tasty.
Mario has no time
him.
To battle out with the giant shell.
That one.
Mario has no time to battle out with the giant shell heads. He doubts he'd win if he did. Mm. This calls for strategy, not strength, so he waits until the massive creatures get dangerously close. Ooh. Then he dashes between them and runs toward Fart Koopa.
Come back here, they howl in unison. We're hungry.
Both turtles reach into giant holsters hanging at their sides and pull out handfuls of boomerangs. A cloud of deadly whirling objects screams after the plumber. If Mario can't dodge the weapons, he's through.
Oh no.
So you're going to choose any two of the giant turtles in this drawing and follow the boomerang path from each of them to Mario. You're going to add up the total number of boomerangs you encounter.
Okay.
Add 10 if you have the extra power of the super mushroom, which you don't.
Why would we have that? We stopped at a bodega, though.
So, yeah, but what do we have? A four-pack of Tecate.
We've got four boomerang brothers here. We'll call them 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Pick two of these, and we're going to add up the boomerangs.
All right, all right. Okay, so we want the most boomerangs?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
We want to add 10 with the mushrooms.
So yeah. I guess it would imply.
Imply that we want the mm-hmm. most.
Yeah.
God, if only Luigi wasn't dead, he could.
Luigi who?
No. Yeah. Luigi's not dead. He's really living right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's got a ton. He's Number two's dead got a ton. To us.
Yeah. He's tied up with Roy.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty good time. Yeah.
If you could ship any two characters in Mario World, who would you ship?
Who would I ship? That's very interesting.
It's also okay if you don't relate to media that way.
Are you a big shipper?
No, I'm not, but I do think it's fun to think about.
You know that Wario and Waluigi are actually not related in any way.
Really?
You know, people think they're brothers or whatever, but they could just be lovers.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
They have so much in common.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
It is kind of romantic that two guys were like, we just both hate another guy a lot. Let's just team up because we hate these two guys.
Because there's imagine? Like a thin line between love and hate, and they're riding that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going over to their house for dinner? Just like getting invited to their house.
That was another one of my fanfics. Yeah.
Two and four, maybe, Caldwell? What do you think?
Yeah.
I think four is the pick for sure.
Four for sure. And then two, I think, had six boomerangs. Yeah. So, yeah, let's go two and four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two and four. Anyway, I think they try to serve you that garlic soup, and then they would just like talk about like money and like show you their coin collection.
Yeah.
And they, they just don't have that much money, but they won't show you their coins.
And they'd be like, this is the bed where we fuck.
Hey, Wario.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Just classic when you go over
14,
to a couple's house.
And we don't get to add 10.
There's always that part where you see that.
You don't get to add 10.
We don't get to add 10.
We always see it.
So you got 17.
Okay.
You got 17? Okay.
That sounds like a lot to me.
Sounds fine.
Yeah. Could be 27.
The first boomerang sails over Mario's head, missing him by almost a yard.
Is that the best you can do? He taunts.
He turns and sneers at the monstrous turtle twins. But Mario has forgotten that these weapons return.
No.
When the boomerang circles and bashes him on the back of the head, he has no idea what hit him. His knees buckle and he falls. The boomerang brothers lumber up to where Mario is lying on cold.
Not bad,
marked one of the turtles, picking Mario up by a leg. He tosses the plumber into a sack of old orange peels and other things he's picked up in his travels.
Mario's going to be okay, right?
Then he slings the sack
over his
shoulder.
Mario's going to be okay, right?
I'll give you a coin. I have one coin.
The second turtle yawns.
I'm tired.
Me too.
They're both Tony Soprano now.
Yeah, so brother, let's go home and make a nice pot of plumber soup.
Game over.
Oh my God! Mario's dead!
Mario got eaten by the hot boomerang brothers.
I told you we should have gone to the fucking supply room, guys. Nobody ever listens to me. I'm the only gamer here.
Don't live in the moment. Live prepared and anxious. That's how you should live.
Yeah, but this is 20-something Mario. He's too messy for supply.
Exactly.
Can I just ask, what soups use orange rind in them?
Plumber soup.
Plumber soup,
number one.
Yeah. It sounds like it's a blue moon, which is something I used to drink at the bar when I was 22. If I wanted to be classy.
Yeah, you know.
A mulled wine is the only thing I can think of.
Now, right. How are we on time? Is that it?
So I think that's it.
Wow.
So why don't we do this?
We like dying.
Okay, okay.
Dying's funny. All right, so Mario's dead, but someone, I think we'll have you back next time. Maybe you run some Mario stuff, and then the bonus content is us taking another fucking crack at
this. Yeah.
Because that was the supply room run.
Yeah. That was the first run of Double Trouble. It's Double Trouble, so we have to do it twice.
Yeah.
Let's see what score you got.
Okay, so
one coin
really
and we're dead.
So how many coins did you get?
One.
Let me check the sheet here.
But it was a really big coin.
That's 10 points for each coin.
Yes!
The highest you can get is 300.
Okay. We also have the magnifying glass.
So you got weirdly the worst score. Basic drip fixer.
What was it? we got cucked by Luigi.
We almost hooked up with Roy. What does that mean? We touched his thin rail.
Let's be honest, Roy doesn't hook up with a basic drip fixer.
Yeah.
He needs an elite drip fixer.
That's why he's that ramp. You've got to be at least a power ramp.
That does sound like the name you give someone who's bad at blowjobs. Basic drip fixer.
Mm. Oh my God.
This was so much fun. Thank you so much
for joining us and for bringing out our love of Mario.
Yeah, this is truly so
No joke. Any Mario content you want me to be a part of, I will be your guy.
There will be more.
I'm going to regret offering that.
Is there anything else you'd like to plug
or replug?
Yeah, ProZD, go Google ProZD and go play Mario. Yeah. Go play Mario.
Yeah. He's talking to me.
The game Mario.
Yeah, the original Mario. Yeah.
Really did I not mention that one?
Yeah. They should do a gritty Mario game that's just called Mario.
Yeah.
All right, with that, we're going to go ahead and wrap this one up. What do we say at the end of Ape It Book Club? It was like, Bahamut keep you. Oh, and may the Baba Yaga not take you this night.
Yeah. Right on.